Joining me today from Caring for Sight is founder Taryn Schoeman. Taryn, welcome to OFM.
Thank you so much for having me.
How did Caring for Sight begin and what inspired you to start the organization?
Well, I work as an optometrist in Springbok, Northern Cape, and over the years, I've seen countless patients who have gone blind due to cataracts in my practice. And unfortunately, most of those patients don't have medical aid or they don't have the funds to pay for the surgery through private care. So they end up on a long waiting list, and that list has no end in sight. Eventually, going completely blind, they are then dependent on family or friends for basic tasks and just general everyday things. Even though cataracts are the leading cause of blindness, preventable blindness, it can be cured with surgery and sight can be completely restored. So at some point in 2022, I think beginning of 2022, it just became unbearable for me to tell my patients there's nothing I can do for them, and I decided to start Caring for Sight, a nonprofit that provides surgery for these patients.
So what impact has Caring for Sight had on the community of the Namaqualand?
So since we started 3 years ago, we actually had our third birthday a couple of weeks ago. We performed surgery on 199 patients, not only giving them their sight back, but also their independence and their dignity. After our last outreach in November 2024, one of our patients, a young gentleman in his 40s, he had only one eye, and that eye was blind due to a cataract, and we restored his vision. He was so excited coming into my office one day and asked, or at least told us that he got a new job, and he was so excited to start working and just wanted to check in with me if he is now able to start working again, if his eye is now fully healed after the surgery. So this gentleman was so excited to be able to provide for his family again.
This is absolutely incredible. We are joining in the story that Taryn Schoeman is sharing, founder of Caring for Sight in the Namaqualand, and the incredible work that they do. Taryn, can you share a bit of a memorable story from one of your outreaches?
There's quite a few, but one specific one that stands out from last year was another young guy. He was in his 20s. He had dense cataracts in both eyes and for a couple of years, and he mentioned to us that since he was blind, he's had a baby and he's never seen his baby before. And we were so excited to be able to help him restore his sight and to witness him seeing his child for the first time.
What an absolute gift that you've given this young man. Tell me a little bit about the challenges, though, that you face at Caring for Sight, because I can imagine generating the necessary funds is quite a task. How can people support you?
Yes, one of our biggest challenges is definitely getting enough funds to do these surgeries. That is actually a full-time job, just generating donations or getting donations. We've got generous donations and sponsors, but without the funding, we aren't able to do the surgeries, obviously. There's a lot of costs that we need to cover. And I think that's the main thing. Any support in terms of donations are welcome. And then obviously, if anyone works in eye care or healthcare and would love to volunteer and help us on our outreaches, we're always looking for assistance. And then something small that anyone else can do is just liking and sharing our social media pages.
Absolutely. Go find Caring for Sight online at caringforsight.com. Taryn Schoeman is founder of Caring for Sight in the Namaqualand, joining us today, talking about the incredible work that they do. They can't serve the community of the Namaqualand without your assistance. Go find out how you can get involved. OFM.co.za.